Welcome to the Dr. Jennifer Blossom Show, the weekly mental ed show for high-achieving women professionals. Welcome back to the show. We are unpacking confident body language. This is going to be a real practical skill that you can pull out, that you can practice, and that you can use to really work on building inner confidence with outside habits. It's a beautiful thing. So when you hear the word confidence, when you hear the word body language, do you think that those two go hand in hand? Oftentimes, our first inclination is no, but they do. They do. And confident body language, ladies, it is so important for us as women because it can really impact our internal sense of self-worth, our empowerment. So the beautiful thing about this episode is we're going to be working from the inside out. This is where society gets it wrong 9 times out of 10, because the message is we want to work from the outside in. And that is so far from the truth. So today, you're going to learn how to adopt confident postures. We're going to talk about gestures. We're going to talk about facial expressions that not only convey strength and assurance, but they also reinforce qualities that you want to work on within yourself. Confident body language, it is something that will send signals to your brain, to my brain, that lets us know that we're totally capable, that right now we are in control of ourselves, our inner world in this situation. And a really cool fact is that it's going to be a positive trigger. We hear the word trigger a lot, and oftentimes it has this real negative connotation, right? When I teach triggers to kids in our clinic, when I teach triggers to adults, you know, in my other practice, it's really got this rep for, you know, negative things. And a beautiful part of this is that it can also be positive triggers. It can create a positive feedback loop that boosts your self-confidence, that boosts your self-esteem. And that's what I want body language to be for you. I want this to be an internal shift that empowers you, that helps you take on challenges, that helps you speak up for yourself, that helps you pursue your goals with greater determination, with greater connection, with greater alignment. And ultimately, confident body language, it's not just about how you appear to others, but more importantly, how you feel about yourself and the mindset that you cultivate for personal growth and your success. And remember, we define success. Right now, success in your season is how you define it. And it starts from the inside out. So let's break down the main components of confident body language. What I want to do for us today is break down the different areas in your body where you can notice the elements of body language. And then what we're going to do is we're going to go over some real practical tips for you to implement this. Okay. So when you think about body language, the first thing that comes to mind for most people is posture, right? This is the way that you hold, that I hold and position our bodies while we stand, while we sit, while we're moving. So when we stand or we sit with confidence, this is going to involve us being upright and an open posture. So shoulders back, head held high, and your spine straight. This is a confident posture that will communicate to others that you're self-assured, that you're open to communicate, you're open to receive, and you're ready to engage with others. I think about, because I know this stuff, right? This is something that I am passionate about. This is stuff that I love to learn about. I love to practice. I love to implement in my own life. So I'm totally this person who observes the room, I study where people are. I study how bodies are positioned. I study how people walk ergonomically. And part of that is the therapist in me, right? Looking at posture and looking at how the body is aligned. And I love to study how people are interacting with each other by the way in which their bodies are positioned. And a lot of people have this very kyphotic, hunched over posturing in a closed off posturing. So when we can work on standing, sitting, walking with upright posture, and we're open, it's going to relay that confidence and help you relay that confidence from within. Okay. The next is looking at eye contact. So we know this is huge. The eye contact is you looking directly into somebody else's eyes during communication. This is something we've all learned in what, fourth grade, but it's an essential tool for building trust, rapport, and that connection with others. It's important, though, to recognize how you use eye contact right now. Because a lot of time people will say that that's just really uncomfortable for me to hold that connection. So we're going to work on that. We don't want to stare, right? Staring is very uncomfortable. And I think that we have all been in an instance where someone had held a gaze for too long and it's uncomfortable. So there's appropriate etiquette for how to have appropriate eye contact that relays confidence. So we'll go over that later. Gestures. Okay. This one is one that I used to struggle with a lot. I had to work on this because I am a communicator who is very animated. I have big facial expressions and I use my hands as I'm talking to you through the podcast. I know you can't see me, but my hands are going up in this big half moon. Like, I just like to take up space when I talk. I've always been this way. And it just is like this personality within me that's just big. It's a big personality. And I like to use gestures when I talk. However, gestures can be distracting. Gestures can send off vibes or whatever that can come across, in a different way that isn't supposed to be interpreted that way. So I've had to learn how to use appropriate gestures, nonverbal movements with my hands, with my arms, and with my body that really accompanies my speech and helps to enhance communication, to convey confidence, to convey authority, to convey a message that's purposeful, natural, and aligned with whatever I'm speaking of, whatever I'm talking about, whatever I'm, talking to somebody, and helps to reinforce that understanding and the engagement. I don't know why, but my sister and I are very touchy people. And so when we talk, we have this really bad habit of grabbing onto people's arms. And it wasn't until, I don't know, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, when I noticed it, because someone had talked to me about it. And I was like, what? I do? And now that I've noticed it and had to work through it and am much better at it, I still notice it in my sister. So Jesse, if you're listening, we got to work on that. But we do. We always would touch people's arms, or well, it's very touchy and animated when we talk. And so learning how to have poised gestures that still communicate confidence, but in a more appropriate way, has been really helpful for me, and I hope so for you as well, which we'll go over some tips later. The last, which I kind of alluded to, is facial expressions. So facial expressions are the movements and the positions of the muscles in your face. Believe it or not, our face has lots of muscles in it. And they're going to convey emotions and or different attitudes. Now, do we all know RBF, right? RBF is a great example of this. RBF is an example of someone unaware of the expression resting on their face that can, again, give off a misinterpreted message. I have also been guilty of this and had no idea of this permanent rest face that I had that came across really intense and intimidating to other people. And I had no idea. I was just listening and really engaged with whatever story that, people were talking about. I used to have people say, "Well, you're a really great listener." And I would say, "Thank you." But I had no idea that I had this look on my face that people were kind of intimidated by. And so understanding the role of facial expressions, it's really important, ladies, for accurately interpreting and responding to social cues. And that's really what this comes down to, is being able to read social cues and deliver appropriate social cues that are nonverbal. So the confident facial expressions, they're gonna include smiling, having a relaxed and a neutral expression. That was really important for me to learn, a relaxed and a neutral expression, and being able to appropriately express your facial expressions to reflect engagement and enthusiasm as well. So when we look at confident body language, let's look at some real practical tips and exercises that you can start to practice and apply to your life. So these are things that you can work on throughout your week. If you are not at a place where you can take notes, just pause this and come back to this, because you'll want to write these down and then practice them throughout your week to help build that confidence. We can build this inner confidence, this inner resilience, without even saying a word. And I think that is what is so cool about learning self-confidence, nonverbal body language, is that it can become part of our being. Our makeup, our ability to show up with our power and our truth. So the first we're going to work on is posture, then eye contact, gestures, and then we're going to wrap up with facial expressions. So let's look at postures. So one way to practice your posture is to practice what I call the power pose. You've probably heard of this. This is where you're going to stand with your feet shoulder width apart, your chest is open, and your shoulders are back. You can put your hands on your hip, kind of like Wonder Woman, and you're gonna hold this position for a few minutes. This is an instant confident booster, and it helps to reduce stress. So anytime I'm doing a keynote, anytime I'm doing a training, anytime I gotta be in front of a bunch of people, I will do this pose, even if it's in the bathroom for 30 seconds. There, now you know my secret. But it is, you really can set into this aura of, I am strong, I am confident, I've got this, I know who I am. And that pose, paired with some real strong truths about yourself, is gonna really ignite a fire within you. You can also put a posture reminder on your phone or your computer desk to make sure that your posture is upright throughout your day. Sometimes we just need that little visual cue to adjust throughout the day. I know for me, when I'm at the clinic or when I'm working on programs or keynotes or whatever I'm doing, I like to stand up and do this. I have a desk, I sit down, and in that, I make sure that I'm upright, feet flat on the floor, ergonomically feeling good, and I take breaks to stand and work. I really want to get one of those walking pads. Does anybody use those treadmill walking pads? I have been eyeing them and I have no idea which one to get. If you have one, those little, not a treadmill, but those little walking pads that you can slide underneath your desk, I would love to get one. If you have one or you know of a good brand recommendation, shoot me a DM on Instagram. I would love to get one. While I'm working and walking. Okay, so those are my two little tipperoonies for posture. The second is we're looking at eye contact. So I have this rule, which is the 50-70 rule. So this is you aiming to make eye contact with other people for about 50% of the time when speaking, and then about 70% when you're listening. Because with this ratio, you're able to show engagement without being too intense. Have you ever been in that conversation with somebody where their eyes don't move and it feels very intense? I can remember a few very distinct conversations and I'm like, ah, gonna move my eyes away because this feels a little bit intense. It does. It almost it doesn't feel violating. It just feels too much. It's a little bit overbearing. Okay. So the 50-70 rule, when you are talking, aim for about 50% of the time to make eye contact with others, and then about 70% when you're listening. You can have the natural gaze around the room or whatever feels right for you in that moment. I also really like mirror eye contact. So this essentially is when you are conversing with somebody, mirror their eye contact patterns. This is going to help you establish the rapport, establish the connection, and it will help the conversation feel more fluid. So be aware of their ocular patterns and you can mirror them. It's really helpful. All right, third, let's look at gestures. So this is a tricky part for me. I am still learning how to get better with this. One of the ways that I have been able to really hone this skill is by recording myself speaking. For instance, right now I can see myself on Zoom with my hands, and I will rewatch this video and pay attention to my gestures and my body language. And when you do this, so, you know, whether you are giving a presentation or you're going to speak or you have a meeting with your team or whatever it is, if you can record yourself speaking first and then rewatch it and pay attention to your own gestures and your own body language, you'll help yourself identify different areas and areas to practice and areas to improve for more purposeful gestures. And that's really, again, what we want is we want purposeful gestures and gestures that are going to enhance or add meaning or really nail a point home when you're speaking. We don't want our gestures to be distractions. So we got to work on that. You can also practice in front of a mirror. If you don't want to do the whole recording yourself while speaking thing, just keep it chill and stand in front of your mirror. When you stand in front of the mirror and you practice your gestures while you speak, it sounds kind of silly, but y'all, it really works because then you have yourself literally mirrored back to you and you can experiment with different hand movements and body language that feels real natural and effective for you. All right. Okay. And lastly, we have facial expressions. So two things here. I want you to work on relaxation, if I can say that word today, facial relaxation and facial feedback. Facial relaxation and facial feedback. And I feel like we should all get a facial after this now. All right. So, facial relaxation. This is you taking a few minutes each day or even a few moments to relax your face. I have found myself even remembering to relax and drop my shoulders. I tend to hold a lot of stress and tension in my shoulders, which then creates this tightness in my neck. And then I tend to also have this really serious face. And when I learned how to relax my face throughout the day, and I do this by just a cue of myself, like CUE, like a little cue. To relax everything, but also you can even massage your temples, you can massage your jaw, you can massage your forehead, and that will help to reduce the tension and promote a more natural facial expression. The other thing is the expression feedback. So, this is when you can grab your husband or a girlfriend or whoever, or a colleague, wherever you're at, and make sure they're trusted, right? It's like we talked about last weekend, you know your safe circle and who you willingly will take advice from. So that's important to know. But what you'll do is you'll ask for feedback on your facial expressions during conversations, during presentations, and then you can adjust your expressions based on their feedback and what feels good for you to help you convey the confidence, convey the authenticity. Because our face, it can convey so much, right? You know, when you're talking to somebody, if they're saying something and their face says something else, something's off there. Or sometimes a face can look so intense about an emotion that you can immediately know what's going on. And I've been in situations where the facial expression was so much bigger than the actual conversation happening that it was a lot of discongruence in that. And so being able to, and that's happened multiple times, right? And it's just from people not being aware of it. So when we're able to use facial feedback or at least be more aware of the facial expressions that you are presenting with every single day and use that feedback for yourself, just be more attuned with it. Be more attuned with where your face naturally likes to rest and when you communicate what it tends to do. And then you can tweak it in a way that feels really confident and authentic to you. And that's the whole point of this, is that there's no cookie cutter book or tool book that says this is how your face should always look all the time, because that's garbage. It's what feels best for you and what feels authentic and aligned for you. And being familiar with your face, being familiar with your body, being familiar with your nonverbal cues is going to help you not only know yourself more, but it's going to help you establish that trust and that love and that confidence in you to use your body language for a deeper empowerment and a deeper connection with yourself and with other people. Because when we can communicate confidently, it really changes the game for the depth of our relationship and our expansion in our lives, both personally and professionally. So I hope you liked this episode. It was a little bit different this week, and I want to incorporate more of these real practical episodes with exercises that you can do to really enhance your self-love, to really enhance your awareness of who you are, what habits, might be in the way of you truly stepping into and expanding in those areas, and how you can use little micro tools like this to just tweak one little area of your life for you to step even just 1% more into who you are called to be. So I love you guys. I am so proud of you. And if I could just ask one favor before I pop out here, if you have not yet taken the time, please leave a rating and a review for the show on iTunes. It means so much to us, and it's how we continue to produce the show for free for you when we are able to get into the hearts and homes of women all over the world who might not know of the show otherwise. Because of your ratings, because of your reviews, because of you sharing this episode on Instagram or Facebook or a text message or whatever it is, that support is what gets this word out there. So we have big goals for the show, and we need your help to do that. So thank you in advance for doing that. I would love to hear what posture or what gesture or what facial expression or whatever you're going to work on this week to help really enhance your body language in a confident way. Let me know on Instagram if you're feeling really daresy. Take a picture of your power pose or whatever you're working on and tag me in it so I can see you and cheer you on and really just and come alongside of you and encourage you as you expand into a more confident, grounded version of yourself. So I love you so much. I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll see you back here next week, same place, same time. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Dr. Jennifer Blossom Show. Remember, every week is an opportunity for you to grow the leader within.